Rude Awakenings. While rude awakenings are rarely any fun, they can, in fact, with the right mindset and a dose of curiosity, be extremely good for you and your business. What rude awakenings are? Rude awakenings are powerful, enlightening moments designed to jolt you out of your current state of living and being and onto a new path, an aligned path of truth, inner truth. They crack you open so that light may stream into the darkest corners of your mind, life, and business to bring about a long-called-for and much-needed change, highlighting areas for growth and expansion, areas where you have been compromising yourself, your beliefs, and your values. You know, areas like these. A client you've worked for a long time ends up not paying her bill, making you set up clear payment terms. A partner or freelancer thoroughly screwing you over, making you realize the need for not only written contracts, but doing things on your own. Facebook, Instagram, or any other social media platform you're using changes their algorithms, taking away loads and loads and loads of traffic to your site, forcing you, quote-unquote, to finally set up your newsletter. Clients that are constantly contacting you at all hours of the day with demands, giving you the opportunity to set strong boundaries. A particular client making you realize what type of clients you do not want, thus also showing you clearly what type of clients you do want. You being here, reading this, there is a high probability that you've experienced your fair share of rude awakenings, both in your life and business. Chances are that one or a series of them set you on your path as a soul-driven, heart-based entrepreneur. Perhaps you quit your job because you couldn't feel your heart and it made you reevaluate your whole way of living. This was me, by the way. Or perhaps you got stressed and it set you on a path of recovery that would turn into a business supporting others. Or perhaps you got pregnant at the seemingly worst possible time, which made you abandon business partnerships that weren't serving you, as was the case for two of my clients. Rude awakenings are blessings in disguise. For far too long, you have been dragging your feet, worried what people will say, scared of the unknown, left yourself in a limbo that serves no one and nothing, least of all you, you who were born for greatness. As a soul-driven, heart-based entrepreneur and Magdalene Rising, you came into this world to be a force for good. A force for love, light, truth, and justice in whatever expression your soul's purpose is calling for. And so playing small, hiding, holding back, resisting only serves to prolongate your frustration and your irritation. When something has been calling you for quite a while and you have been unwilling to listen, unwilling or unable to see the signs, the time comes for you to be jolted into a new reality. Jolted so that you may fulfill the contracts you entered eons ago, and so rude awakenings are truly blessings in disguise. Rude awakenings are not the wrath of God. In the beginning, until you learn to see differently, rude awakenings are usually painful reminders that you are not living your truth. They are deeply humbling and seemingly crumbling, and it would be easy to mistake them for the wrath of God, for you being a tiny pawn in the big game, left to tumble and stumble your way through life, the victim of forces unseen as your life, as you knew it, shatters. But that would be a mistake. Reminders. Rude awakenings, as anything else in this our loving universe, are based in love, for love, by love, and with love, designed to remind you of who you truly are and why you came. God is the most loving, kind, and caring source of all, and the creator of you, me, and all that you see and do not see, all that you hear and do not hear, all that you sense and do not sense, all that you smell and do not smell, all that you feel and do not feel. God being love is the unseen energy that when brought into form becomes you and I. You are the divine manifestation of love, as is all of your brothers and sisters in all of the realms. from the tiniest plankton at the depths of the Mariana grave to the highest mountain. Everything and all things were created as an expansion of love, of source. Being born human does not mean that that expansion stops. It continues through you, through your being and doing. It is only when you stop the flow and clog the drain that shit piles up. Your vibration lowers and you feel unhappy, discontent, not satisfied, nor fulfilled. Rude awakenings do not have to be rude. First of all, rude awakenings only become rude because you have chosen or been unable or unwilling to deal with them before they turned rude. The good part is that no one is ever left behind or left out. Whether it be kicking and screaming or voluntarily, once you've stepped onto your awakening path, there's no stopping it. Also, good news is that there comes a time when the way you choose to experience this world has changed. When you can learn through pleasure rather than pain. When you understand that nothing ever happens to you but for you. That only love is real and that there is no God testing you. Only a loving source and an infinite field of possibilities strengthening you, propelling you forward. Once you do, the rude awakenings, while they may still jolt you, instead becomes moments of deep clarity and power. Moments when your true strength is revealed. Where you make powerful decisions based in your truth with ease, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you are making the right decision. Giving you the deep-seated satisfaction that comes from listening to your inner wisdom and adding action to it. This is the transformation my clients experience through our working together, becoming masterfully skilled at making decisions, standing in their own truth and sovereign power. Rude awakenings in your business. As your business grows and expands, so too must you. In order to be able to continually hold more and more space, serve more and more people, reach further and wider, you have to expand into the person that does so. Being and becoming the vessel and container through which this world will change requires deep inner and outer change in you and your business, meaning laying strong foundations upon which your business can be built. This means developing your framework, your products, and your services. Setting up clear boundaries in terms of clients, payments, and delivery. Showing up consistently wherever your client may be, whether on social media, through your newsletter, blog posts, articles, podcast, or video. The rude awakenings are not meant to punish you, but to highlight where things are off so you can get them in check. How beautiful is that? So what can you do? First of all, gain clarity. And for clarity, download my Divine Clarity and Inspired Action Guide at mariaestella.com/DCIA. Then get real honest with yourself and voice all of what is not working for you, all of the frustrations and irritations. Give yourself the loving space to voice the things that you haven't dared put into words before. Air them out, whether it be in a session with someone like me or writing them all down. Get them out. Because the longer you allow them to percolate and stir within you, the longer the pot will continue to simmer and eventually boil over. By doing so, you bring them from darkness into light and thus give yourself the opportunity to heal and deal with them. However big or small, brilliant or stupid they may seem. Maybe your current business has grown to a size that no longer fits you and you want to start over. Maybe there's a certain product or service that you want to create and sell, but it doesn't fit your current business model or idea, or you can't seem to find the time or the magnitude of it and impact of it scares the living bejesus out of you. Maybe there is a service or product that you've been delivering for ages. It's your moneymaker, but it is sucking the life out of you to deliver it. Maybe there's a client or type of client that you dread working with. Maybe there's an employee or a freelancer that doesn't live up to the standards of your level of service and has to be let go. The list goes on, and only you can know what challenges you are facing that could turn into rude awakenings. Maybe some already have. If you want to turn them into blessings, I can help. Check out my spiritual business mentoring services at mariaestela.com, SBM. Remember to surrender. There are also times where you simply do not know what's going on. You have a sense of something wanting to come forth, but you cannot seem to grasp it. These are the times for silent contemplation, for meditation, and for quiet prayer. Time to sit still, do nothing, and just be, allowing the wisdom within you to rise, surrendering into the big unknown. I love you. XO, Maria Estela.